Okay, I'm calling the Senate Appropriation Committee to order. The secretary will take roll silently. Those not present will be excused until they arrive. You should have received the minutes from yesterday's meeting electronically. At this time, are there any changes or amendments to the minutes as distributed? Seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. In committee today, we're taking up one bill, and that will be Senate Study Bill 1259. We've already caucused. At this time, I recognize Senator Lofgren for opening comments on Senate Study Bill 1259.
Mr. Chair, I move we go into a subcommittee of the whole.
The motion has been made to convene into subcommittee as of a whole on Senate Study Bill 1259. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, same sign. We are now in subcommittee of a whole. Senator Lofgren, you are in order for opening comments on Senate Study Bill 1259.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The bill appropriates a total of $46.2 million from the general fund and 556.7 FTEs. This is an increase of $4.6 million and 2.4 FTE positions compared to FY21. The bill also appropriates $28 million from other funds. While this is no change in overall funding compared to FY21, there are some funds moving around within this budgeted amount. Changes in the general fund include an increase of $250,000 to fund two FTEs for the home-based Iowa program that were previously funded elsewhere in the budget, an increase of $3 million for the Future Ready Iowa Employer Innovation Fund. $1.5 million of this increase will go towards helping construct, renovate, and remodel child care facilities across the state, an increase of $1 million for ISU Bioscience Innovation Ecosystem, and an increase of $363,000 for University of Iowa Bioscience Innovation Ecosystem. STEMBEST, which is essentially a work-based learning partnership between schools and local businesses, receives an increase of $700,000, and the Empower Rural Iowa program receiving an increase of $700,000. Finally, the bill transfers $1 million from the Liquor Control Fund at ABD for a statewide tourism marketing campaign. Those conclude my opening remarks, and we do have an amendment that we will do in the committee when we get back into it.
Thank you, Senator Lofgren. At this time, we'll entertain any comments and questions from the public. Members of the lobby in the southeast corner gallery at the microphone, is there anyone looking to speak? There's no one looking to speak. We will, at this time, entertain comments from senators on the floor on Senate Study Bill 1259. No comments. We will go ahead and vote on. We will ask you, Senator Lofgren, for closing comments on Senate Study Bill 1259.
I would just move Senate Study Bill 259 in Subcommittee of the Whole. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Lofgren. We'll now vote on Senate Study Bill 1259. Senator Bolcom, record vote is requested. The Secretary will call record roll.
Senator
Crane? Yes. Senator Lofgren, aye.
Senator Bolcom.
Senator Bolcom, no.
Senator
Selsey. Senator Selsey, no.
Senator Costello, aye.
Senator Costello, aye.
Senator
Kanoyer,
aye.
Senator Kanoyer, aye.
Senator
Dotsler. Senator Dotsler, no.
Senator Edler, aye.
Senator Edler, yes.
Senator Garrett,
aye. Senator Garrett, yes. Senator Guth, yes.
Senator Johnson? Aye.
Senator Johnson, yes.
Senator Klemek?
Aye.
Senator Klemek, yes.
Senator Kelker?
Senator Kelker, present.
Senator Mathis?
Senator Mathis, no.
Senator Peterson?
Senator Peterson, no.
Senator Reagan,
no.
Senator Reichman.
Senator Reichman, yes.
Senator Rosenboom.
Senator Rosenboom, yes.
Senator
Senator J. Smith, no.
Senator T. Taylor.
Senator T. Taylor, no.
Senator Williams.
Yes.
Senator Williams, yes.
12 yes, 8 no, 1 present.
The bill passes. Senate study bill passes. 12 yes, 8 no, and 1 present. Senator Lofgren.
Mr. Chair, I move we arise from subcommittee as a whole and return to the full committee.
Senator Lofgren has made the motion to dissolve out of subcommittee as a whole, and return to full committee. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are now back in full committee. Senator Lofgren, you are in order for opening comments on the Senate Study Bill 1259.
Since I already gave my opening comments, I will stick with those. Thank you, Mr. Chair. There is an amendment.
There is an amendment. Senator Lofgren, you are in order for an opening comments on Amendment 1872.
This is just a correctional amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
That's it. Okay. Any questions or comments on the amendment for Senator Lofgren at this time? Seeing none, we will vote on the amendment. All those in favor, short form is fine. Short form is requested. All those in favor of Amendment 1872 committee amendment signify by saying aye. Opposed, same sign. The amendment has passed. Senator Lofgren, you're now in order for Senate Study Bill 1259 as amended.
I move Senate Study Bill 1259 as amended.
Are there any comments or questions? Senator Dotsler, you are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Senator Lofgren. I've worked with you in the past, and you're easy to work with. During this process, which I would call a non-process, you tried to keep me informed. Unfortunately, there wasn't a lot to keep me informed about because we didn't have any appropriations meetings. And I've been on the Economic Development Budget Subcommittee for 25 years, started with 6 years in the Iowa House. And we've always had an opportunity as a minority party or the majority party to sit down and speak directly to the directors of the various areas in which we're entitled to ask questions. The Department of Cultural Affairs, the Economic Development Authority, the Workforce Development Department, which had OSHA, Work Comp, misclassification, unemployment insurance, and also worker training programs that fell under Iowa Workforce Development. Also, to a lesser extent, the Iowa Finance Authority, which we really had an overseeing role, but still talked a lot about the importance of housing, because we know that's one of the critical areas in our state. So I don't know what happened with the Iowa Senate, that they don't want to let the minority party participate in this. The House managed to do it. We're in the same COVID disaster period in Iowa history, and they had the ability over there to hold these meetings. And because of that, I have a whole year full of questions that I need answers to, and we really don't have them. And there are a few things that I'd like to talk about in this bill and some of my concerns. First of all, there are improvements to areas, and there are what I'd call half steps in the direction that will move our state forward. And maybe not even half steps, quarter steps. And first of all, Senator Lofgren informed me that a lot of the budget was going to be status quo. Well, anybody who knows anything about economics knows that if you get the same budget numbers you had last year for this year, and you've got increases in salaries and additional costs, that isn't status quo. That's taking a step backwards. And we've heard that so many times in other budgets across our state's responsibility, and you don't seem to recognize that. So one of the things that I'm deeply concerned about in economic development is really what we're doing to move Iowa's economy forward. And there are things in this budget that is moving partially forward. Now, I sit on the Iowa Innovation Council, and that's made up of Iowa's top technology companies, the Regents Research Facilities at Iowa State, Iowa University, and UNI, that are working so hard to keep up with the technology that is being infused into Iowa's businesses. With UNI's additive manufacturing facility, there's a status quo budget. And I know that the University of Northern Iowa is very happy that in the infrastructure bill last year and continuing this year, that they're going to get funds to develop their advanced manufacturing facility at UNI. But that doesn't mean that they don't need additional resources in additive manufacturing. And the TechWorks in Waterloo really has done more for advanced manufacturing and what they're calling manufacturing 4.0, which is a result of the Iowa Innovation Council looking at the areas in which Iowa can grow. And they hired a firm called Technomics. Technomics is kind of evolved from the old Battelle Institute research that Governor Vilsack had hired way back when he first became a governor to assess what areas should we invest our economic development dollars in. And they came back with several areas. One is in biosciences, and we see an increase in that system, but the problem is that the Technomics Group, the Iowa Innovation Council, and Director Durham recommended that we put $4 million into this area. And this budget falls way short of that. And I think that that's a shame, because one of the things that the Technomics Group said is biosciences, Iowa's agriculture, Iowa's research at the University of Iowa hospitals and pharmaceuticals, and the work that's being done in there with bioprocessing and rapid prototyping. At Iowa State, they are working on bioscience platforms, and they have a team together with the USDA leadership, NanoVaccine Institute, the Center for Food Safety. We talked about that yesterday in bioterrorism. Iowa State is working on these issues, and yet you fall short on trying to help agriculture in the state of Iowa. I could go on and on about that shortfall, but I'm going to move into a couple other areas that I actually have questions about. Senator Lofgren, one of the things that are in this bill is a Child Care Challenge Fund. And the governor and the majority party has this proposal, and I very much support it, but it doesn't provide any specific funding on where these dollars are go. And I don't know, I'm just ask you if you had a discussion with the Workforce Development Director about how they plan to utilize this.
Senator Lofgren, would you yield?
Sure, I will. I have talked to them. I've talked to the governor's office about it. I think child care is very important. Senator Walz and I, we've had different Zoom calls regarding it, so we wanted to make sure that we kept that in there. But I'm happy to get some additional information for you before we do it on the floor.
Thank you. I know that a lot of these questions are stuff that should have been asked in the committee that we didn't hold. But one of the things that I know, we had this last year, and it said in the Iowa code that the department should consult with the state workforce board. And I've been on the State Workforce Board since its inception. In fact, I'm the only member that was there from day one. And that was never discussed. So the department ignored state law about the board is supposed to say where we're going to utilize the money. I think they went ahead and did it, utilized some of it, from my understanding. But I don't know how the department can ignore state law and just go ahead and willy-nilly and not use the state board. The next question I have, and I'm very concerned about this, is OSHA department. Now, we have a state charter, which means that Iowa does not have the federal government come in and do the inspections. And because of our state charter, we have a division that was created called consultation. And it's a great thing because it allows Iowa employers to get a hold of the OSHA department without fear of fine or punishment and have them come in and inspect their facilities to make sure that they're working in a proper way. That's a great thing, and that they have an opportunity to fix that. And Iowa OSHA consultation division would help them on and getting things right. But the other side of it is the enforcement division. And part of the state charter says that we need to have X amount of individuals to certify our charter in order for Iowa to maintain our individual status and not have the federal government take it up. And that number of OSHA inspectors is required in our charter. And it's my understanding that we have not enough of those to satisfy the charter requirements. And this has been a debate and something that we've looked at even in previous years and talked about it. So Senator Lofgren, would you yield to this question?
Senator Lofgren, would
sure.
you yield?
Do you know where we're at in complying with the federal OSHA requirement of inspectors? And what is the numbers?
Before we do this bill on the floor, I'll check more, but let me go through something with you here. So in 13, we had 48.5 employees. In fiscal year, that was 13. In 14, we had 39.5 and 37.2 back when you were the chair. And then it went up in 16 to 42.2, 43.9. We're at 46.9. So I don't believe it is a problem, but I'm very happy to find out more about it to confirm that.
Well, thank you, Senator Lofgren. Well, you're anything because I just described the consultation division, and those aren't required inspectors. That's not required under the federal charter. These aren't people that go into your facilities and find out what's going wrong. And I got to tell you, I'm very upset about Iowa Workforce Development, OSHA Division, and the Department of Division of Labor, because when the COVID first hit, and I was informed in Waterloo about what was going on at Tyson Manufacturing, and there were surveys of the workers in there that basically stated that Tyson Manufacturing was not following OSHA regulations. And I was able to get information from OSHA experts about federal law and what the requirements are. And so we sent a request to Iowa OSHA to come in and inspect that facility, and they ignored our request. And because of that, the COVID spread like wildfire through that plant. And not only did it spread through the plant, it spread through our community. And a good number of the individuals that worked at Tyson, their spouses worked in nursing homes across the Cedar Valley. And they took that spread to home, to their spouses, who in turn took it into the nursing home, and because of it, we had deaths all over Cedar Valley. Deaths because Iowa OSHA would not follow the rules and requirements of inspecting that facility. They called them up and talked to them. The governor's response was, we called Tyson and they're doing everything right. Well, since then, we've known and found out the truth, that they hid what was going on. They had workers in unsafe conditions. They had individuals with COVID that actually vomited on the workforce floor. They took them and cleaned them up and put them back to work. And they had individuals that were sick. And they came to work because they were going to get terminated because Tyson has a points plan. That plan requires workers to show up. Whether if you're sick and don't show up to work, you get an X mark against your name. You get enough X marks and you're terminated. Well, these people that work there are having language speaking problem. They have nowhere else to work. Tyson is one of the only places that somebody that can't speak English can work in the Cedar Valley. So in order to feed their families, they had to come to work. They were sick and they came anyway, and it spread like wildfire through that facility, and people that worked there actually died. So we sent a request to the feds under President Trump to take a look at, because Iowa OSHA refused to go into that plant. When they finally did, it was on the back side of everything. Well, we went to the federal OSHA and had them look at Iowa's response, and the truth of the matter is, they said they did everything right. That was before it came out, the truth, that the managers were betting on the COVID response in that plant and how many people would get sick. They actually bet on it. And we have absolute proof that when they took temperatures and people at the door that walked into that facility that had a temperature were waved on. I mean, I could go on for an hour about what happened up there, but the end result was, because of the failure to inspect a facility that Iowa had a responsibility to, people died at that facility, they died in nursing homes, and they died across my community in the Cedar Valley, and they died across the state because of Iowa OSHA ignored that. And so what did you do? You passed a bill so they wouldn't have any liability. You passed a bill that said that's okay. We need some answers, and we're not getting it. Just a couple of other quick things. I get my blood pressure down. The tourism issue. There's $1 million that's appropriated, basically, or $900,000 appropriated directly to the department. And there's another million that's coming out of a beer and alcohol. I guess it ain't alcohol. It's beer, liquor, and control fund, I guess it's called. And Director Durham requested that we had a total of basically $5 million for tourism. And I got to tell you, fellow senators, how important that is. You know, we've got a black eye in Iowa in the national media, and we do know that the Iowa Business Council surveys showed that we've lost 2,000 Iowans in the last year. They moved out of this state. The Iowa Innovation Council's number one concerns is finding the talent in the workforce that we need. And so we need to market Iowa. We need to talk about the great state of Iowa and the opportunities that are here, and to bring people to this state to find out what quality people we have in this state. And we're not getting there. I know that we need to increase those dollars. Another area that I have concerns about, we have no idea where the America Rescue Plan dollars and oversight are going to come from. And Senator Lofgren, I'm going to ask you to yield again.
Senator, yeah,
sure. Has there been a discussion with the economic development people a plan how we're going to utilize these American Rescue Plan dollars that really focus on our economy and moving Iowa forward. And this is the committee that really should have some oversight about that and being able to talk about it. Is there been any discussion?
At this point, we have not. We've been just focusing on this bill. But yeah, I'm sure we'll have some conversations with Debbie Durham, the governor, regarding that.
While you're still there, I continue to ask you to yield a couple of real brief questions, and I'm going to stop. Work comp, do we know how long the waiting period is for filing of cases? One of the things that's always been a concern with the work comp division, we've had some tremendous cuts back in that. Some of the language that has been went backwards for injured workers. But one of the real concerns is when somebody files a claim, how long does it take on an average to get that claim resolved through the process? Do you know, have you had any discussion about that?
I have. Actually, I sent a letter to Workforce, the director, and some of their staff on some questions I had, and I did not hear anything back.
Okay. Well, thank you, Senator. Then one more question about the UI system. We have an antiquated system of reporting. It's been difficult for reporters, for people who report, not news reporters, but difficult for reporters to get their information in. And we've been trying to work on that. A couple of years ago, the Department of Workforce Development contracted with an out-of-state company that was going to provide us a system. They were using READ Act dollars. That thing failed. I think there were some lawsuits going over it. Do you know where we are with the UI system upgrade?
Well, as you remember from our budget last year, we put millions of dollars into it. So we could get an update. Like I said, they weren't responsive to me when I sent the letter. And I believe LSA also had a few questions that we didn't hear back. So we're happy to, before that we do the bill on the floor, we're happy to find out those, answers those questions.
Okay. Well, thank you, Senator Lofgren. I've got a whole series of more questions. I know we got a long debate scheduled today. You've always been great to work with. You and I have a great working relationship. I'm very supportive of your work that you did with the housing stuff at our prisons, and you got to be proud of your accomplishments there. So my remarks and negativity about this bill isn't because of you. I realize it wasn't your choice. Our leadership was the one that decided that we would eliminate the ability for the minority party and even you to participate directly in a meeting where the directors of our various departments have an opportunity to speak directly to both parties at the same time so that we get straight answers. And I want to tell you, it's been a shameful process, and it's unfortunate that I got to have a whole year's worth of questions on a bill that has some positives to it but are half steps. For that reason, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to recommend that we do not support this bill, and we try to work on some opportunities. I'm going to have some amendments, and some of our members are going to have some amendments, and we hope we can discuss them and try to improve this bill before it comes to the floor. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Dotsler. Senator Peterson, you have the floor. Senator Lofgren, would you yield to Senator Peterson?
It's my
mic. Wait a minute.
Okay. Am I correct that this is an 11% increase in the budget?
Well, let me see here. As far as the other funds, that was the status quo. And then we had the...
I had the FY22.
Yeah, sure.
That would be a 11% increase in the general fund proposal. Is that correct?
Yes.
How does that compare to the other budgets we're going to be seeing?
I'd have to go up and look at all the different ones.
Okay. Maybe the chair would yield.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
yes,
fine.
Yes,
that's
I'll
fine.
Yield.
I don't expect you to have to
I was asking
this.
If, yeah.
Could you just give us an idea, this is 11% increase, how this compares to other budgets that we're going to be seeing and percentage increases, like for Health and Human Services or Department of Corrections? Like, do you have the percentages so that we could know where this falls in comparison to other budgets?
No, I don't think they are, but those budgets will be coming in the future meetings, but we didn't hold everyone to 11%. It's not a constant theme.
So do you have an overall budget total that we're working with this year?
Yep, 7.999 billion is what we're trying to keep things at.
And did each subcommittee get a budget target to work under, or were you putting the budgets together for
yes,
them?
Yes, each one had a target.
Would you mind maybe emailing that to us so we see where this fits into the overall budget on each, if this percentage compares to other percentages in the budget?
Yeah, the budgets will all come forward in the next couple of weeks.
But I know, but it's easier for me. I don't know, when we budget as a family, you don't just like go buy groceries and not know how much you have to put aside for college. It would be nice to see the whole picture
right.
as we're voting for these. So if you wouldn't mind, I assume you have it, if you would share that with Appropriations Committee members so that we know how this fits into the overall budget picture, that would be really helpful. Is that something you could do?
Right, I understand what you're getting at, but we're kind of following a precedent that was set before we took control.
Well, you're in control.
Right.
So, okay. So basically, this is going to be a budget process that we're going to see budget bills dropped without looking at the whole picture, just one at a time, not knowing if you vote for 11% increase here, maybe you have less for your Department of Corrections, or you have less for child care subsidies.
Yeah, the overall budgets will be coming out in the next couple of weeks, and like I said, this is the same thing that we kind of went through with when we were in the minority, and you guys kind of set that precedent, so we're kind of following it.
I believe we set budget targets
and released them through the bills. The overall budget was there.
Okay, I mean, you're in control of all branches of, you've got both the House and the Senate and the governor's office. So it's your decision on how you want to present the budget to the legislature. And so, but basically what you're saying is we're gonna not get to see the whole picture. We're gonna be voting for them one by one without
Correct.
Looking at the overall.
Correct.
All right, thank you.
Senator Mathis, I know you had your light on. Do you not want to speak right now? Because you were kind of next, but no. Okay, Senator Reichman, you're in, get the floor.
Senator, will you yield, please?
Senator Dotson, would you yield?
Yes, I would.
You made a very passionate speech, and I certainly sympathize with Waterloo and the deaths that they had. There's a publication in Iowa, Des Moines Register. I'm sure you're familiar with it. You claim that the Iowa OSHA did not conduct an inspection. Is that true?
No, I didn't say that. I said they finally took one after the fact, and they didn't find anything wrong, which is a real travesty.
Okay. I apologize. I had heard that you said that the Iowa OSHA did not or would not come out and inspect. And
They didn't do it. I talked directly to... With Director Roberts. I had a phone call conversation with him. Other people also did. And their response was that they talked to them. They didn't actually come out to the facility.
Okay. I just want to point out there is a Des Moines Register article from June 23rd, and the statement is from Iowa OSHA that they did conduct an inspection in April and had no findings. Thank you. Senator Dotsler.
Yep.
Is there any more discussion on Senate file or Senate study bill 1259? Seeing none, Senator Lofgren, you're in order for closing comments on Senate study bill 1259 as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
First of all, I'd like to say that I've enjoyed working with Senator Dostler, like always. We had a Zoom call a couple months ago with one of the directors, and I tried my best to kind of communicate with some information. I went to some of the House meetings. I thought, you know, there's no harm done. I mean, I have every right to go there. And they were nice. They let me sit at the table and everything right with them. And so I had an opportunity to ask them questions, too. So I kind of improvised with the pandemic going on. And I did send some letters to different directors. I've talked to different directors. So we've done a lot of good communication and everything. So again, with the pandemic, just trying to do things the best that we can. Everybody's had to kind of sacrifice and on this. So I move Senate Study Bill 1259 as amended.
The motion has been made to vote on Senate Study Bill 1259. Senator Bocum, record is requested. Secretary will call record vote. Yes.
Senator Lofgren?
Aye. Senator Lofgren, yes. Senator Bocum, no.
Senator Selsey?
No. Senator Selsey, no.
Senator Costello,
yes.
Senator Knoyer, yes.
Senator Knoyer, yes.
Senator Dotzler?
Senator Dotzler, no.
Senator Edler, aye.
Senator Edler, yes.
Senator Garrett,
yes.
Senator Guth,
aye. Senator Guth, yes.
Senator Johnson,
aye. Senator Johnson, yes. Senator Klemisch, yes.
Senator Kelker,
present.
Senator Mathis,
no.
Senator Peterson,
no.
Senator Reagan,
no.
Senator Reichman,
yes.
Senator Rosenblum,
yes.
Senator J. Smith,
no.
Senator T. Taylor,
no.
Senator Williams,
yes.
Senator Study Bill 1259, as amended, has passed 12 yeas, 7 nays, 8 nays, and 1 present. Is there any other business that comes before the Appropriation Committee at this time? One of the things that I will mention is we will have a meeting tomorrow morning. There is a bill that came to us from another committee, and we'll be acting on that tomorrow morning, and meetings at 9:30. With that being said, Senator T. Taylor moves that we adjourn.
Second.